Good morning. A lot of clouds and scattered showers, and even a couple of thunderstorms around across interior New York and New England this morning as a trough of low pressure and its associated energy begins to work its way through the region. While unsettled weather will dominate the weather picture for today, we will have some sunny breaks from time to time, but overall it will wind up mostly cloudy, and any sunshine that does break through will only add to the instability, and as more energy works its way through in the trough of low pressure, additional showers and thunderstorms will be likely from time to time through the afternoon hours. With the extensive cloud cover and occasional showers, temperatures will be held back and generally only reach into the lower 70s for daytime highs. That trough of low pressure will continue to dig into the region tonight, keeping the weather unsettled and active with additional scattered showers and perhaps even a couple of rumbles of thunder. There will also be areas of fog as temperatures drop back to around 60. Energy will continue to rotate through the trough on Tuesday, although the coverage and intensity of the showers and thunderstorms will be lower. Still, the risk of a few scattered showers and storms on Tuesday afternoon as highs reach back into the lower 70s. By Wednesday, it looks like we'll break out into more sunshine, mixed with clouds from time to time, but generally dry as the trough begins to lift out. Highs will be in the lower to mid-70s on Wednesday afternoon. An area of high pressure will build in on Wednesday night, and it'll be a clear and comfortable night, followed by full sunshine on Thursday, with highs bouncing back into the middle and upper 70s. That high pressure center will hold on into the day on Friday, keeping it dry and mostly sunny as highs rebound back to the 80-degree mark. A new disturbance will approach from the Great Lakes as we head toward the weekend, with a decent chance at a few scattered showers and storms on Saturday in the lower 80s before we clear it out for Sunday and highs back into the upper 70s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, heat will build out west for the early part of the week as an upper-level ridge expands over the Rockies and Southwest. As a result, excessive heat watches, warnings, and heat advisories are in place, especially for portions of California, the desert southwest, and Great Basin. Hot temperatures in the 90s and even into the hundreds will spread east into the northern high plains by tomorrow. Record highs are expected to be widespread across the desert southwest, the intermountain west, and the Rockies. Given the heat, dry conditions, and gusty winds, a critical risk of fire danger is in place for portions of Nevada and Utah. North of the ridge, the Pacific Northwest and Northern California will see light rain as a front over the region moves slowly east into the Great Basin and Northern High Plains by Tuesday evening. At Mount Washington this morning, 70 miles visibility with patchy fog and 45 degrees with the southwest wind at 25 gusting to 37 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly sunny and 40 degrees. In Albany on the hour, cloudy with light rain and 60 degrees, the dew point 60, 100% relative humidity, an east wind at 8 miles per hour, and the barometer at 29.81 inches and falling. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms in the mid-70s, Boston mostly cloudy with a chance of showers in the lower 70s, and in Buffalo mostly cloudy, scattered showers and storms and highs around 70 degrees. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 79 degrees, the low 58, the average temperature 69, that's 1 degree above normal. No rain yesterday, 1.09 inches for the month, which is 66 hundredths of an inch below normal, and 13.50 inches for the year, which is 2.74 inches of precipitation below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 79 degrees, the average low 57, the record high 96 set in 1892, and the record low 39 in 1970. Sunrise this morning was at 5:16 a.m., sunset this evening, 8:35 p.m., 15 hours and 19 minutes of daylight, an increase of 1 minute from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms today. Highs in the lower 70s. Scattered showers and storms tonight. Also areas of fog and lows near 60. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly cloudy with scattered showers and storms today and highs in the lower 70s. Scattered showers and storms tonight, lows in the lower 60s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms today and highs in the lower to mid 70s. Scattered showers and storms tonight, also areas of fog, lows in the mid 50s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms today and highs in the upper 60s and lower 70s. Scattered showers and storms tonight, lows near 60. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly cloudy, scattered showers and thunderstorms today, and highs in the lower 70s. Scattered showers and storms tonight, with lows near 60. Region-wide for tomorrow, scattered showers and storms, otherwise partly sunny, lower to mid-70s. A mix of sun and clouds, mid-70s on Wednesday. Mostly sunny Thursday and Friday, mid-70s into the lower 80s. A scattered shower or storm Saturday, lower 80s, and mostly sunny back into the upper 70s on Sunday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.